radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bowl down.
Well, not sure if everybody can actually hear me or not. If you're tuning in on the Lunch Hour Radio Show, I do apologize. We have tried to do something that backfired on us in a big way. So I do apologize to all of you guys. We're working on getting everything back up and running, so just kind of bear with me for a second here. We had to, man, computers are crashing. I'm so fed up with this thing, I'm telling you. I hate the modern technology. I mean, really, that's all I can say about it. It's just so daggone frustrating. But we're here, I can promise you, trying to get things together. So just hang tight. We're working on it. We're going to get our switchboard back up and running and see what we've got here. And hopefully, if you guys are still around, we'll try to get everything back up and running on our video player. You know, I thought we had everything going. It was working real well for us. And last minute, I'm telling you, once everything started to go live, we were 1 minute away, had video, had audio, everything was up and running. As soon as it went live, we started to crash. So, gotta love it. But we are working on it. So, just hang tight. We're going to get this video player. I want to try to get this Ustream broadcast up and running so you guys had an opportunity to hang out. Looks like we're getting it rolling, so maybe I should get pants on. You know, I'm telling you, it's killing me. Oh, good Lord. So anyways, hopefully everybody's having a much better Wednesday than we are, but we're halfway through the work week, and we're just about ready for Last Cowboy Standing. Who's ready for it? I know I am, without a doubt. So we're here. We're getting everything up and running. Hang tight. We're almost there. What do you know? What do you know? See if we can't get this thing started. Hold on. See if our chat room comes up and or not. I think it's still working on it. There it is. Wow. Looks like some of you guys are coming back on board with us. Thanks for staying tuned. Wow. I'm surprised that we actually have so many fans with us. See, I just lost my chat again. Man, how disappointing is that? What are you going to do though, right? See, we can't work on getting it up and running again. Man, well, we're here. Anyways, welcome to the first live broadcast of the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Thought we'd kind of get things together for you, but man, what are you going to do? Issues are issues, but we do have our Blog Talk up as well, so if you want to tune in on the phone lines, you can jump over there. I don't know how long this thing's going to last. I'm frustrated. I feel like Brendan Clark, guys, you know, back when he first started his shows, you know, just getting so daggone frustrated with everything. I'm definitely in that spot right now today. We wanted to kind of give you guys a little preview. I've been working until about 3 or 4 o'clock this morning trying to get the videos uploaded. We had some video issues this weekend from Tampa. Some of the interviews did not come out like we had hoped. I don't know. I hope we don't lose fans over it, really, because, you know, we really set out to try to do some cool things with you guys, and I'm just flat disappointed. Not a whole lot we can do. Reminds me of Vegas all over again. But hopefully you guys are getting some sound. I don't know if you guys are on the Blog Talk Radio or the Ustream broadcast, but either way, we're here on both of them. So you guys can sit back and hang out with us. Obviously, you see behind me, this is kind of what our studio is going to be like for tonight when we go with Making 8 Live, if we can possibly do it. I don't know. You know, with as frustrating as this whole thing has been, I'm not counting on much of anything, to be honest with you. I don't know. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but good Lord, you know, I mean, something's got to come. But anyways, so what do we have in store today? Wow, yeah, we've got some breaking news. We've got some big-time news. I mean, we're talking, you know, yesterday. Yeah, that's probably the thing to do is to go one or the other. I don't know if there's a delay in our video, but we're trying to bring you something. If you guys don't like it, hey, we'll turn it off. I don't have an issue with it. We'll go back to the same old blog talk. I'm just trying to give something different, you know, put a new twist on that. I don't know. I really don't. I wish I knew what we could do to try to help resolve this thing, but you know how technology is, I guess. Screw it. We'll turn it off. I you know, I don't know. I don't know what else we can do, guys. Trying to get everything up and rolling here. I know that we do have some fans over that are tuned in, and got to say thanks for jumping on board with us. If you guys are a guest over there, you guys can sign up with Ustream, same way you did with Blog Talk. Doesn't cost you anything. We're going to be doing these video broadcasting, or try to anyways. I doubt they're going to work. yeah, I'm certainly frustrated. What are you going to do, though? It is what it is. We tried to bring something different, and it backfired on us, so I apologize to all you fans. Yeah, I really feel like Brendan Clark today. Just daggone frustrated. But we're here. The chat room's up and running. I can see what you guys are talking about. Like I said, if you guys want to turn it off, we'll just go ahead and turn it off. We'll keep it better that way. Big news, and I don't know for sure, but obviously we've seen some posts there today and last night in regards to J.B. Mooney. Having the opportunity to have a baby. He's a brand new daddy. Congratulations, JB. I was shocked, you know. I was extremely shocked. But, you know, such is life, and life hands you different things, and this is just one more thing that, you know, he's gonna contend with is being a new father. And, you know, I think he's going to do well with it. You've seen the look on his face. In the pictures that were posted up, and I know Jesse has posted up some pictures, and I know that JB has posted up some pictures, and you think that may have anything to do with how hard he's had it lately? You know, I'm not real sure. Obviously, it's a pretty big distraction, and, you know, it was kept well hidden. I mean, it was kept extremely quiet, but I'm happy for him. I think it's a good thing, you know. Obviously, he's showing a level of maturity now. You know, he's going to have to step up and be responsible, not only for himself, but, you know, for his new daughter. So congratulations to him. You know, one thing I did see, and there was a lot of fans out there, and I know some of our Making 8 Maniacs had even made a point to make reference to it and kind of stand up in his defense. But, you know, they absolutely need a little bit of discretion. They need a little bit of privacy. So if we can do that and kind of respect them for that, I think that would be great. I know that they certainly appreciate that. So we may want to try to, you know, obviously send congratulations and things like that. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just kind of poking and prodding, and that's pretty inappropriate, you know. Obviously, he's got a lot on his plate, you know. So hopefully he'll do well with it, and like I said, I wish him nothing but the best. I really think that you know, it's going to be an opportunity where, you know, we're going to see a lot from him, and I certainly hope that that's the case. And, you know, I'll tell you what, now that the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, is JB going to make a turnaround? Last Cowboy Standing would be a sure big fire. You know, $200,000 going to help raise a new baby. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that would be huge. And I don't know what's going on, you know, if we've got fans that are actually chatting with us. If you guys are chatting, can y'all let me know that y'all are still catching us? Because I'm not getting anything here. I don't know if it's my end that's frozen or what the deal is. But anyways, you know, I caught wind of that too, Christy. Christy's making a comment here in our chat room that this is actually his second child, and I'm not real sure. You know, I don't have confirmation on that, but what I can tell you is that, you know, like I said, as of March 31st, he's brought a brand new addition into this world, and, you know, we're going to support him. You know, he definitely needs that. So with that being said, guys, we're going to try something a little bit different here. Is the video working all right? Like I said, I'm not even trying to focus on it. I'm so frustrated. But anyways, I think we're going to bring on some cowboy logic today from Mr. Cody Burleson, and hopefully he's got something to keep me under wraps here. Mr. Cody, you with us? Oh, hang tight. Computer lagging once again. Cody, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on, partner?
Oh, not much, buddy. Stress.
Yeah, well, join the party, man. We had things locked in here today and crashed on us here. Beginning of the show. So what's going on, amigo? What do you got for some good cowboy logic for us?
Experience is something you don't get until just after you need it.
Well, I guess so. Maybe that's where we're at right now, you know, is I would say that. Maybe we're just too inexperienced, I guess. We need it though. That's for sure. Listen, man, I appreciate you jumping on board, giving us some cowboy logic for the day. Sorry for the issues here at the beginning of our show.
No, heck, man, I don't even know nothing about it. I tuned in probably about 12:42, somewhere around in there.
I hear you, amigo. I hear you. Well, with that being said there, partner, I'm going to let you go, man. I got to tell you, I do always appreciate your cowboy logic here for us. And make sure to have yourself a good day. You going to tune in tonight?
Oh, that's right. Shoot. What is that? 8 o'clock tonight, I think?
Yeah. It was going to be 8:30 originally, but that was what I thought I was going to go with anyways, and ended up changing it to 8 o'clock on myself. So, yeah, 8 o'clock Eastern time.
And that's on the LEC off your Making 8 page, correct?
That's correct.
All righty. Well, heck, at least I've been paying attention a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure that there's a few more of you that have, but I don't blame you if you haven't. I'm frustrated, man. It's been a bad day already.
Heck, sometimes technology can kick our butt.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. That's for sure. Well, hey, listen, thanks for calling, buddy, and hopefully we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All righty, we'll see you.
All right, buddy.
See you later.
All right, guys, Mr. Cody Burleson giving us a little bit of cowboy logic for the day. And, well, shoot, you know, I'm just glad that he was able to jump in there. But absolutely, I see some of the comments coming back in with JB, you know, and, you know, wishing nothing but the best. And that's the way you fans are, you know. We certainly appreciate that. I think it's fantastic, you know, what you guys are doing and supporting him. But like I said, you know, let's give them a little bit of privacy. Let's give them a little bit of space. They're going to certainly need that. You know, obviously we see how, the PBR following these guys right out of the arenas. You know, these guys don't get left alone. And at this particular time, you know, I mean, JB's obviously going to need it. You know, we do want to send our congratulations to him and the whole Mooney family. You know, obviously his parents becoming grandparents now. And, you know, from what I saw on Jesse's page, you know, that they were saying that this was the first grandchild for them. So I think it's a great opportunity, you know. And hopefully things will work out really well for JB. And maybe this will be that thing that really puts him over the top and gives him that motivation to come out and ride hard at Last Cowboy Standing. And, you know, absolutely, Christy, that's a great comment as well. I think that may have been, you know, and when you're holding so much in and you're not letting on about anything, you know, outside, you know, JB's been in the spotlight pretty significantly, you know. He's had a lot of media coverage. I mean, shoot, we saw him, you know, down here in Tampa the week before. We saw him on Wednesday. We saw him on Thursday, you know. you know, this is something that JB's had to keep behind the scenes. And, you know, so that may absolutely have played into effect as to why he's been riding so tough and he's had such a hard go at it. Now that the cat is out of the bag, now that the public knows, maybe this will be something just to get him focused on riding bulls and he can carry on with it. And absolutely, it's just my opinion as well, but I do agree with you. I absolutely think that that may be the thing, you know. And, you know, like I said, I certainly hope that, you know, he is one of my picks. If they have the fantasy picks for this weekend down there, JB is going to be one of my picks, you know. I honestly believe that JB is going to have it coming out, and I think it's going to be in a big way, and there's no better opportunity than Last Cowboy Standing for him to do that. So you guys hang tight, you know, and obviously we had Keith Ryan Cartwright on our show yesterday, which was fantastic. Really enjoyed sitting back with him. And, you know, I certainly hope that, you know, I mean, Chris Shivers is another one that may surprise us all. I think right now, to be honest with you, the guy that's healthiest, that's riding the best, LJ Jenkins, you know. But then there's the Brazilian, Robinson Palermo, you know, Valderon, you know. I mean, what can you say about this guy? Silvano, you know, those three Brazilians, I think you're going to end up being matched up with LJ, possibly JB, depending on his health. I know that he's beat up. I know that he's sore. But I think that mentally that he's prepared to start going in and riding bulls now. And Chris Shivers, you know, going to be a really exciting event. I know that Miss Shannon Taylor is going to be there. Should be fantastic. And I really hope that she has herself a good time. Obviously, I've been watching you know, on the post about how she's picking her outfits out and getting things together there. Yeah, I see that my microphone really is kind of, wow, kicked on in a bad way. Man, I don't know. Is my audio better now? Let's see if we can't turn it down just a notch here. I don't know if the audio is better now on the video broadcasting. Like I said, we're kind of rusty at this deal, and I'm using my basic format for the live video stream here on our show today so that we could run the Blog Talk switchboard, which apparently wasn't good enough. We need something different. We need something huge because this thing is killing me. I need a better computer. We're going to have to do some upgrading here real fast there, Making 8 Maniacs. So we got some big video broadcasts coming your way. Been on the phone last night. I actually had the opportunity, and I don't know if you guys saw my post yesterday, during the Brendan Clark show last night, there was also a radio broadcast with USPR Radio, which is featured by Five Star Unplugged, who we've been partnered with for some time. They promote us, we promote them, that type of thing. Well, they actually had J.D. Dudley and Miles Hare on their show yesterday. So I went back and was tuning in and listening to it. Rob Smets ended up calling the show, got me so excited that I had to call in myself. But they were discussing a new organization. It's called the CPBA. And what it is it's a professional bullfighter tour where they're going to be going to bull ridings, possibly touring pro events here in the future. They're really working at it. But you're going to see a rotation, a team of bullfighters going in there, and they're competing for money just like the bull riders are. Something that we have talked about, we've seen around, you know, but this is really the first opportunity that we're going to see this type of format, this type of judging, and what the criteria is going to be. I think it's going to be really interesting. Oh, wow, yeah, it looks like that there's definitely some issues with our video streaming. We're on the most basic one that we have, too, which is really disappointing. Man, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, guys. I really don't. See if we can switch it over here. See if this gets any better. I don't know. How about this? See if we can't set that up for you here. Is that any better? Y'all let me know. We're just changing cameras around, so hopefully y'all like that a little bit better. I don't, just because it's a close-up of me, but anyhow, it's kind of where we're at right now. You know, I had the opportunity to sit back and listen to those guys last night. I was going back and forth between that and the Brendan Clark show. I was going back and forth. It was pretty intense. Had a great time with it, though. Anyways, wow, already wearing down on time here. But, yeah, the CPBA, they've also branched out, starting a freestyle bullfighting tour, the BFO, which is the bullfighters-only tour. It's for freestyle bullfighting. It's an individual competition that's going to be held in conjunction with these bull rides and the CPBA events. Wow. Like I said, I really don't know what's up with these video deals, and apparently the only thing I can come up with is that Blog Talk is creating some major interference there with it. Sorry, guys. Wish I could do something about it. I don't know. It's frustrating. But anyway, getting back down to it. I think the CPBA is on something pretty big. And certainly look forward to seeing what they have. You know what? I bet you that's it. I bet you if I turn my frame rate down, that may have something to do with it as well. It's the only thing that I changed today. So anyway, getting back down to it, I promise I'm not going to try to get too sidetracked. But, anyways, yeah, the CPBA is a really interesting deal. Guys like Miles Hare, who's been around, he used to fight bulls with Rob Smets. They were both world champion bullfighters. He's going to be one judging this competition. One of the guys that's going to be judging this competition, I really like what the format is for it, and I think that it's a great opportunity for some of these guys to compete for some money for a change and actually make it a decent living at bullfighting. You know, a lot of the guys are really excited about it, so hopefully things will really kick up. So anyways, with that being said, guys, you know, now that we got everything up and running and it's kind of smooth, I need a break. I definitely need a break. I ought to go just run jump in the pool real quick during the break, but I won't. It's definitely hot enough, though. The weather down here is fantastic, and hopefully we're going to have a really good show tonight. We've actually got a question that we're going to give you here, and we're going to have you guys look for the answer, find the answer, whatever the case may be. It's not going to be too difficult for the ones that are listening on our archive show, if you're able to, being the issues that we had. Hopefully we'll get things wrapped up, and you guys will find the answer today and be able to tune in tonight on Making 8 Live. We're going to give out a T-shirt as well as some autographed. We've got some autographs here for you, so you guys want to stay tuned to that. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Finally, we're here. So don't go anywhere. Hopefully we won't go anywhere either. We'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots, deliver and night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from head to my toes, and this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on the slack as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, guys. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm going to have to go back and read that. Watching here in the chat room, sounds like Austin's gotten kind of fired up with some of the tweeters out there. I guess somebody said something about practice bulls, and Austin kind of shot back. But I'll have to go back and read up on that. We'll see what's going on. Not going to even try to do it from here. This has been chaos. Absolute chaos, but we are up and running here, and barely, I think. We're running on overload here, guys. Computer issues, man, I hate them. I know I've got a virus in this thing, which is killing me. I don't know. When you're on a short budget, you know, or tight budget, makes it hard. Hopefully, we'll get some good sponsors on board. We can start upgrading this stuff like we need to be. We're 2 weeks away. Actually, 2 weeks away from today, I believe we're going to be taking off and heading out to the wide open country of Oklahoma. And we're really looking forward to it. We've got a lot of broadcasts there that are going to be in the works. We should be getting out there. You guys are going to get to see Makin8 TV a lot. Hopefully, you guys will be able to sit back and watch a lot of these events. I really think that. I really think this is a good opportunity for us to be out there. It's going to be a good move. We're going to be out there for a couple months at least, trying to look to see if we can't find a place to relocate to. So, sounds like someone said that they'd rather see Austin on practice bulls, and Austin said that he'd rather dumb comments not be made. And that's a great point too. It's not about him trying to work through an issue that he's having that's bucking him off. It's a matter of the pain that hits him when he's riding. And obviously, he said before, up until Tampa, he'd been riding really good, like he told Keith Ryan Cartwright, and Keith relayed that to us. He's been riding through the pain and hasn't really noticed it. He even said that last week on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show when he called in and talked with us that, he doesn't really feel it when he's out riding up until this week, which is what he did. He said that he was able to feel it. It was making an impact while he was riding, which is his decision for not riding at the last cowboy standing. Can't blame a guy for that, I wouldn't blame JB for taking a week off either, but JB is also riding for the pride. He's riding to get himself back on track, and I think we're going to see some big things come out of JB during this last cowboy standing. Just my opinion, but that's what I think is going to happen. So anyway, y'all see my Giddy Grip shirt here? This is actually one of our first ones that we started with, and we've kind of upgraded a lot on them. Hopefully you guys are liking them. Our sales are kind of picking up a little bit. We do have our contest going. If we get 30 item sales by the end of the month, and we're talking 3 weeks away, but if we get the sales, I think we've got some good things coming. We're going to get out there in spandex. We'll do a little modeling for you, and we'll let you guys pick what picture you think will be most appropriate to be put on a T-shirt. We'll let you guys pick it out. If you guys want it, you guys will get it. I don't understand why you want it, but hey, that's y'all. You know? Anyways, we're going to have fun with it anyways, and hopefully if we can get our sales up. Hey, and it only tells you one thing. If we don't get the 30-item sales, that means you guys didn't want it, and hey, I can breathe a sigh of relief, right? But anyway, we do have contests coming at you here this week as well, today. We're going to give you the question here in just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere off of that. Make sure that you guys remind me, too. The ones of you that are sitting in our chat room tuned in, we definitely want to get you guys on board there. Yeah, please make sure you remind me. But anyways, you know, we've got we don't have quite as many people in our chat room here today. I'm kind of disappointed, but if you guys are tuned in on the radio lines, go to makinaid.com, click on the live event center. We do have the video broadcast up, and we do have the chat room open there. And so you can get on over and, you know, if you guys did not get the post this morning or did not get the messages, we had them on Facebook and we had them on Twitter. We're going to, you know, if all goes well, and actually I think that we're going to probably end up doing this, is utilizing the Ustream chat room for it. It'll give you guys an opportunity to get over early. I'm usually on no later than an hour before the event starts, you know, or the show starts. So you guys want to come over here and chat, we're going to have it up every day on the live event center. You guys will be able to tune in. We're probably going to open up the player there, so you guys will just be able to wait for it. As soon as it starts, you know, you guys can sit back and chat with us, even if we don't do the video. I think that we'll probably try to do the audio portion of it. Tonight's show, I'm scared. You know, I'm real scared. Now, Denise, I did see that your order was there. Now, I have not seen your newest order come out yet with the two shirts and the hat. I have not seen those posted there to the website yet. So you guys will, you know, we'll just have to stay tuned and keep an eye on it. But, yeah, I have not seen it yet. Hopefully it'll be there. But, yeah, so getting back down to it, we're going to utilize the Ustream chat. They're on the live event center there, makinaid.com. You guys can go over there every show. And we will have the Blog Talk Radio player set up there, so you guys can tune in here. We may or may not do the live video feeds. This thing has been a chaos today. I don't know how it's going to go. Yeah, if you guys like it, you guys like the fact that we're here in the studio type deal, then we'll do it for you. It just means I put pants on in the morning. Okay, yeah, I guess it with it still being in production, we haven't gotten posted with it yet. But like I say, it has not showed up on the order form either, so I've not seen it. But we'll keep an eyes out for it. I do know that we had another couple orders posted in overnight, so hopefully we'll get some. You know, we're working on that 30. You guys, you know, when we get up there in those 20s, I'm gonna start really sweating. I think we're right about the 10 mark now with everybody getting there. So we need, you know. We start getting over 20, and I'm going to start really sweating here and have to figure out how we're going to do that deal. But, like I said, we got 3 weeks, and, you know, I'm going to be hanging out by the pool anyways. May or may not be wearing some spandex. Absolutely, Christy. I see your comment coming in there in the chat room. Thanks for reminding us about that. PBR Now on RFD TV, a special broadcast coming at you tomorrow night. And I believe that's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure to tune into that. We want to get you guys over there. If all works out well, we may even have it up on the LEC there on makinaid.com where you guys can come over and chat with us. We'll try to get that up and running for you there at showtime. If all goes well, like I said, we'll see you guys there, and you guys can come over and chat with us while we're watching RFD TV or PBR Now on RFD TV, which will be streamed online as well. You can find it right there. PBRnow.com broadcasts it. If we can capture it, then we'll get it over here for you guys, and you guys can sit back and chat with us there. It'd be just like a Brendan Clark show or just like this show type deal right here, you know, where you guys can come on over and hang out, have a good time. But, yes, like I said, every day you can try to tune in to the LEC here. We'll be in there with the chat room. You know, with the chat room here, it's not regulated as fine as Blog Talk. Blog Talk only allows you to open up a chat room 15 minutes early to the show starting. Same way with us calling in our switchboard, which I think is ridiculous. But what are you going to do? You know, So hopefully all of you fans have your pen and pencils ready, because we're going to throw the question at you for tonight. Now, like I said, we have our day sheets from Saturday and Sunday, Tampa Invitational event. They are autographed by many of the Bull Riders, including the King of Cowboys, Mr. Ty Murray himself. If you guys want them, we're going to get them for you. We're going to send them out to you. It's going to be like a grand prize winner, winner take all. We've got those, and we're going to give you the option of any one of your Making Eight shirts, T-shirts. Not long sleeve shirts, but T-shirts. We're going to give you guys your option or your choosing. So if you guys all have your pen and pencils ready. Oh, I see that. That's some more good cowboy logic coming in. We're going to get to that in just a second. But I want to make sure you guys have your pen and pencils ready, because here it comes. We're going to give you the question. And the question is, now, don't answer it right now, please, but the question is, how many Cowboys had 90-point rides this weekend in Tampa, and who are they? So we want to know who the guys are that had the 90-point rides this weekend and how many there were. So we're going to ask you that question again tonight. We're going to give you the option to do your homework, kind of go back and take a look at your day sheets or whatever you have. The ace caller that's going to call me. Now, we're not going to have the Blog Talk switchboard up, so you're going to have to call me on my cell phone. So, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Make sure you guys write this down. Area code 386-235-3245. So, there's my cell phone number. When we let you know tonight during our live video stream, Making Eight Live, right here in studio tonight, we will we'll give you the question and tell you to be the eighth caller to call in. What we're going to do is we're going to ignore the first seven calls. We're just going to hit ignore. We're going to send you the voicemail. So if you get a voicemail, sorry, you'll have to call back. But the eighth person that calls in will get the day sheets that are autographed by the Bull Riders from the Tampa Invitational, as well as Ty Murray, and a Make an Eight Maniac T-shirt of your choosing from one of our three stores. So I think it should be a great opportunity. Should be a lot of fun anyways. So you guys make sure to tune in tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I know it says in the LEC that it's 8:30, but that's because we originally set it for 8:30, but then I went back behind myself and set it at 8 o'clock. I guess I got hit in the head too many times when I was riding bulls. So anyway, that's the word. That's what we have going on for you guys. And if you guys want to be a part of it, there you have it. So anyway, looking to take calls and questions, comments there in the chat room. It's kind of a quiet day. I'm disappointed in myself. Disappointed in my computer. I don't know. What are you going to do? It is what it is, I guess, you know. Shoot. Just try to make the best of it. Well, we got just under 15 minutes left. Here's some more cowboy logic for you for the day, courtesy of Miss Christie posting in here in the chat room. No, not 8 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. But Christy gave us some good cowboy logic for the day. Says a hard fall means a high bounce if you're made of the right material. And that's from an unknown subject, and I like it. I do like it. Some great cowboy logic. But I've also got some more cowboy logic. See if I can get over here and find it. I got to scan my phone here, and I'm getting all these messages from Austin Meyer there. I'm going to have to go back and read them. But here's some more cowboy logic today, and this one here is courtesy of Brett Weldon. Now, Brett is a good friend of mine from out in Oklahoma. He's one of the guys I'm going to be staying with when I go out there. But this one here really kind of stood out to me this morning. It says, chasing dreams, don't just see about them. Be about them. I'm able to do all things through him that strengthens me. So maybe that's something that we need to take a look at here at Making Eight. I guess maybe that was appropriate for today's show. Just saying. But, yeah, I really like it, you know. I think that it means a lot, you know. When you're out chasing your dreams, don't just see about them, be about them, you know. Make those dreams a reality. And you can't just sit back and wait for things to happen. You got to get out there and make them happen. So that's just my line of thinking behind it. So anyway, yes, maybe I do just need to take a deep breath and relax. Get so daggone stressed out sometimes, you know. But we're here. We're rolling. You know, I don't know. Are you guys seeing the video thing? I know that Emily said there's like a 30-second delay between my audio and my video. I'm surprised that it's that delayed. But, you know, especially because I know that Blog Talk already has a delay on it. You know, like I said, very disappointed. Very disappointed. Can't do anything about it, though. Yeah, I think that's exactly what I'm going to do as soon as I break out of this show. I think I'm going to go jump in the pool. Great comment there, Christy, here in our chat room. But like I said, you know, I mean, I'm really kind of shocked that we don't have as many viewers here. Like I said, and if y'all are listening on Blog Talk Radio, tuned in with us, you may wonder why we don't have the chat room open there. It's because that we actually have a chat room opened up on MakingEight.com. Go over to the Live Event Center. You'll see the title right there at the top of the page. Click on the Live Event Center. Go on down there on the right-hand side. You'll see the chat player right there for you. And hopefully we'll get everybody over there to it. I do think that we're going to try and, you know, get these video things working. I really want to have a lot of this, you know, rolling. I enjoyed the opportunity that we have when we were doing the Life on the Road series, which we're going to do a lot more of. We got to get back in the swing of things. We got video broadcasts coming up in just a couple weeks. We got to fine-tune this thing. We got to get it rocking and rolling here, because if it don't, we're going to have some issues. We're going to be out of work, and we definitely don't want that. So you guys just make sure to stay tuned to it, and we're going to continue to bring it to you. May or may not, you know, work out the way we want it to, but, yeah, I think that we've got some good things. great comment there. Thank you, Miss Denise, for posting that. I know that Miss Shannon is out there tuned in on the phone lines or tuned in, listening in on our show. And, her question was about, in regards to the question for tonight, is we're not going to have to guess the circumference of the guns. Well, I can tell you, obviously, I don't know if you guys have actually seen the picture or not, but, I mean, you see the guns that I have here, you know? I mean, really, they're not that big, you know? But when you're strapped to a, you know, 1,800-pound bull, and you're using a Brazilian rope, you know, you tend to grab hold, and it really pulls out those muscles as you're riding. And the front page of that paper that I was on really showed that. So, but yeah, no, I'm not going to make you guess what the circumference of the guns are. Yeah, now I'm being brought up here. I woke up this morning and started checking my tweets and checking my Facebook comments and things like that overnight. Like I said, we were working until about 4 o'clock this morning, so I was kind of up on things. But I know that Shannon was out yesterday trying to find the right outfit to wear for the last Cowboy Standing. Apparently, she has found the right one, and it's probably going to end up getting some of the Cowboys pretty distracted out there. If you guys have seen them, you'll know what I'm talking about. thank you for that, Mr. Scotty the Clown, posting in that they're 22 caliber guns. I like it. Sure thing there, amigo. I appreciate it. But getting back to it, Miss Shannon is going to be taking some friends with her out there to Las Vegas, and she calls them the girls. And apparently she's going to have a girls' night out there in Las Vegas from the sounds of it. But, yeah, she's looking to have a good time. Oh, yeah, it looks like, wow. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to even mention that comment out there, you know. That's interesting. I'm finding out a lot of interesting things about you fans, just like you guys have found out a lot of interesting things about me over the years, you know, that we've been together and hanging out. I guess we're starting to find out a lot about our fans, too. And apparently some of you are really enjoying the low-cut tank top shirts that we have on the market now there at MakingEight.com under the store page. So very entertaining, very interesting. With that being said there, guys, I think we're just about out of time. We got a few more minutes left, so if you guys have some more questions or comments, like I said, obviously the big shocking news overnight, the fact that we found out as of March 31st, J.B. Mooney has had a kid. Want to congratulate him on his beautiful little daughter. And if you guys have not seen the Facebook pictures there on Jesse Proctor or on J.B.'s page, make sure to go check them out. Like I said, just go send him a congratulations. I think that you'll enjoy it. I know that he'll appreciate it, but let's all be respectful and courteous of him as well. Let's not pry too much into his private life. Let's see him get through that and get a grip on bull rides again, because we know that he's had some issues with it, and I'd like to see him bounce back. I, for one, am going to have him picked. Thank you, Mr. Scotty, for finally finding the hoops to get through to get over here to our broadcast. I know we kind of threw it. We kind of threw a loop in things, but I will tell you that tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we'll be back here on the MakingEight.com Live Event Center, hopefully going to be bringing you some video clips and things like that, if all goes well. We won't have the radio show. We do have a contest that we're giving away, and I'm going to give you the question one more time. So make sure that if you miss the opportunity, grab your pen and paper now so you guys can write this down. The question is, how many bull riders had 90-point rides this weekend, and who were they? Going to be the question of the day. And you guys can think about it. Make sure when we ask you the question tonight during our broadcast, and yes, it was the PBR here in Tampa, which is where we were. We're going to show you some highlight clips from that. Yes, absolutely. 90 or more points. I apologize. Let me clarify that, Miss Emily. Thank you for that. But 90 or higher points. How many bull riders had 90 or higher points, and who were they? Don't answer it now. And make sure to write down this number, 386-235-3245. When we give you guys the question on tonight's show, be the eighth caller with the correct answer, and we're going to give you some great prizes. So, I see that. Scotty the Clown says probably too many if it was the PBR event. Well, you might be surprised. Wow. We finally made it through the show. Wow. We're going to get things fired up. I'll tell you that we're going to be back working through the live event center here all day. So, you know, once we get things kicked off, we may be live. We just won't be recording yet. So you guys hold tight to that. And, wow, looks like Mrs. Making Eight is going to interrupt my show right now. Walking in the door. Wouldn't you know it? What can you do? You know, try to get things done around here, and Mrs. Making Eight's got to interrupt you. I love it. I love it. Just adds fuel to the day. But, hey, we're gonna roll, and we're going to get this thing heated up tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys tune in, and let's have some fun tonight. Going to show you some highlights and video clips from Tampa, meeting up with some of the Making Eight Maniacs. A lot of fun. Until then, guys, you guys make sure to get a grip with Making Eight. I know that we're sure going to try. Appreciate everybody tuning in today, and thank you guys for your patience. Like I said, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you tonight. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
In the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com.